May 3rd, 2010, interview with Donnie Craigs at his house in who would be.
Okay, Don, I got like
54.
I got so much to ask you. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna start. Don, when was the first time you ever picked up a lacrosse stick? Do you remember?
Yeah, CRA, that's the community center in Oshawa, was on John Street. Mm-hmm. They had a guy there by the name of Wes Ogden, who was a sports director. And he took a half a dozen lacrosse sticks around to Story Park, which where I was, Bath Park, Connaught Park, Harmony Park. And that's the first time we ever heard of lacrosse. Anybody.
So you had never even seen a senior game before that?
No. And after that, even through that, no, I guess that was after I started playing for Brooklyn. We seen one in Hamilton with the Hamilton Club and one in Peterborough. And that's first time we ever seen a lacrosse league of any sort.
And this CRA, you don't know when they started lacrosse and all
that. It had to be 48. Yeah. Because I have a...
So
I was going through some of this morning. It was 48, 49, and 50 that we won the championships.
And so before 48, was there no minor... There was no minor lacrosse for kids in Oshawa?
Nothing.
Jeez.
Never even heard of it.
Because... In the 40s and 30s, they had senior B, or intermediate B, you know, in Oshawa.
Yep.
They used to play against Brooklyn, and I got, you know, some of their results from back then. And it's just funny that, you know, did you get the Oshawa Times when you were a kid and read that?
No, not really. I was, 33, I was born, so...
So you weren't like, when you picked up lacrosse, it was just, you liked to play, you didn't care about, you know, the history of
it. No, we didn't even know what it was. I got a picture of our team that played in Free Story Park.
See, here's 1940, where Brooklyn Oshawa each had teams in the league.
In the 40s.
Yeah, that would be intermediate.
See, I know there was teams before.
Yeah.
Because...
But senior, but not kids, eh?
I have a picture. My wife has a picture of her dad playing for some college. He's got a college uniform on.
Uh-huh.
But that was field lacrosse. And I have another picture... And they said it was Brooklyn in 1923 or something.
That'd be field, yeah.
That was field lacrosse.
Who's got that picture?
I think I got one here someplace.
Because the 20s, that's even before Lewis and Luther.
Well, yeah.
Lewis and Luther started in 1932. It was the first year for box.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Southern Ontario League. And... Old Roy Fleming, who's still alive, played for Harmony, and Luther and Lewis, and there was a guy, Sailor Luke, played on the Brooklyn team.
I've heard of him. I've heard his name.
Yeah, I've heard of Sailor Luke.
DeGray.
It was Kelly DeGray in Oshawa.
Kelly DeGray.
Yeah, he got just inducted in the Hall of Fame. He also played in the Pro League. In 1931, he played professional. They had a league for 2 years. It was two teams from Toronto, Montreal Canadiens, and Cornwall. In 1931, they started, it was called the International Professional Lacrosse League. And Kelly DeGray played for Cornwall that first year. And then he played, Oshawa had a senior A team in 1936. He played on that team.
GM.
Yeah, it was General Motors sponsored.
Yeah.
But that team, they lost all 28 games.
Because the one I heard about is they won the championship here.
1929, that was field.
But yeah, I think the Brooklyn Arena was when the Vipon started.
Yeah.
they built the arena and with the dirt floor?
Well, that was another arena before the that one that's there.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Another
I played in that one with the dirt floor.
Yeah, because it was in the 60s that they...
Changed it over.
Yeah.
Late 50s or early...
That one started... That arena started in 1949, the one out there. Because they used wood from the Ajax factory to make bombs and that.
And
they used that wood to build the arena out in Brooklyn. It was the Brooklyn Memorial Arena then.
Yeah.
And it opened up January 1st, 1949.
Oh, that's good
to
know.
For the hockey season.
So that was just 2 years before I started.
Yeah.
So what, dirt floor.
Yeah, still dirt floor.
Yeah, well, I got pictures of dirt floor. Playing. So they say all this. Oh, what year is this? I got different.
Okay, I covered that question pretty well. That they started in 48, you believe, the minor system, although it wasn't Oshawa Minor Lacrosse, it was CRA. And then you don't know when that league folded, hey, the CRA?
Yeah, the same year. Because 49, 50, 51, because we won it all 3 years in a row.
Jim Brady in 1954 was the, I found this, he was the head of that CRA in 1954. So it went at least to 54.
Possibly. Okay, now you got to remember, there's two Jim Bradys. 1954, I think the one you're thinking about would be too young. There used to be a Jim Brady, that could be his dad.
Oh, really?
Because there was a Jim Brady on council, if I'm not mistaken.
He was with the Gales in the early 60s, that's our Jim Brady.
I
think it's the same Jim Brady.
I don't know, because I
emailed Brady, and he won't email me back, because he's always pissed off at me.
Yeah, because, see, I'm older than him.
Yeah.
And CRA, I was, what, 16? And he'd be...
He could be...
He couldn't
54,
be...
He could be 20 or 22.
No, because he's younger than me.
Jim Brady?
Jim Brady.
No.
Yeah. I'm 77.
Yeah. Okay,
I played against Jim Brady in the Over the Hill League, and he's younger than I am. That's what I say. There's two. The other one's
a little short.
Yeah,
Jim Brady.
Yeah.
There are two Jim Bradys.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So maybe it was his dad.
Could have been his dad.
Just let me do a quick check here, please.
Okay. I put this on my site, and then I use this and I transcribe it and write as a chapter of my book. And so far I got Mike, I got Louis Vipon, and I got Bob Hanna. I want to get Elmer, and I'd like to get Sully and what's his name, Bob Vesey. And if I can somehow get a hold of Gord Cook and Huey Ormiston. And I thought of another guy from 1952 that I believe he's still alive. Is Alan Mackey or Mackey? Yeah. Do you know if he's still alive?
I haven't heard of him since, I guess it was the second year we played, and we went to Aswanaki, the island of Cornwall.
Right.
We went there every year for 2 or 3 years, played the Indians for a weekend. And he got hit in the eye, and he worked for a bank.
Mm-hmm.
TD or something in Brooklyn at the time, and when he came back, they told him, no more lacrosse or no job, take your pick. So he never played again.
Yeah. Mike probably might know about him or he would be. Well, Gord Cook is
I know, he's
90.
And Huey is 80.
89.
So
there, and then there's
but
you.
I've never seen Al at a game or nothing.
Yeah. Would he be as old as those guys? Or pretty close.
He'd be between me and them, because he was older than me. Because
anyway.
He was, like, Cook and Humason, Richardson's. You got Richardson's?
Yep. Rocket Richardson.
Yeah, and his brother. And the Mitchells.
Yeah, the Mitchells.
Were 52.
I'm just trying to remember some of the names.
But you were only 17.
16, 17, yeah.
When you played.
Fred Christie.
Was there anybody else relatively young on that team, or were you the only one?
Stan Wilson.
How old would he be?
He'd be in that same age. Doug Jackson. That's the back front row. I need front row. Don Patterson.
Okay, I'm going to try to...
Doug Vipont.
Yeah, it's Tip,
yep. Luther's dead. Ken's dead. Glenn's dead. He's dead. Bruce Mitchell is still alive.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay, there's another one.
Mackey.
The other Mackey.
Yeah,
I got 52 here.
What the hell is this? Bruce, he's my lawyer, or was. Bruce Mackey.
There's Alan Mackey and Bruce Mackey.
He's retired.
Holy geez, so there's a lot more that could be alive than we thought.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's you, Gord Cook, Alan Mackey, maybe.
Not maybe, he is.
He is alive, eh?
Yep.
And Ross Lowell, the old hockey player, he was on the team for four
years. Yeah, but he's dead too, isn't he?
I don't know.
Seems to me he was in a car accident.
What about Bud Wilson? This Bud Wilson I got here, is that Stan Wilson? He only played three games.
It could be Stan, Red Wilson. Ron Elliott's dead and Doug Jackson's dead.
Yeah, I got Bruce Mitchell.
Yeah.
Keith Rudkin, Art Bradley, Keith Sutherland.
Art Bradley's dead.
Yeah. Ken Greer, wasn't he?
He's dead.
Don Patterson.
He was coaching.
Doug Vipon. He's still alive.
Yep. Stan Wilson could be, but he only played three games.
Here's one. Do you remember this guy? Harvey Snyder.
Yep.
He murdered his wife, didn't
That's
he?
That's right. He was a friend of mine.
Mike says he remembers the pitcher in the Toronto Star. He had the Brooklyn Redmond crest on, I guess, and he got caught. Would he be alive now?
Possibility, because he was about my age. Because we went out on a date. That's where we went to Hamilton to see the lacrosse game. He got me a date, and we went out. And then a couple of days later, we heard he killed his wife.
Why? Because
she was screwing around with the priest in the church.
So, well, that's a pretty good reason.
But he should
have killed the priest, too.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Keep the old lady and get rid of the priest. But
so what did he end up doing? Serving about 20 years or something?
He did 10, I think. He got 10, I think.
Yeah.
But we never seen him after that. Never come around.
Huh.
I know, I think he wrote me a letter once and wrote back, and that ended that. Because I was didn't have time to do nothing.
When you just won in 52, did you know that in the playoffs, you, Gord Cook, and Hugo Armisen all had over 20 goals just in the playoffs? Were you on the line, the three of you, or did you just...
There was no line.
Didn't set lines?
No, not really.
Didn't have enough players.
That's right, because we went to a rally one night, and we had seven players. And that's... Because, you know, a lot of the guys were farmers.
Right.
Cook was a long truck driver for cattle. So, you know, he was away on the weekends. So through the week, he really didn't have time, or wouldn't be home, maybe. Same with some of these other guys. They're farmers and...
Hughes won the championship, the Intermediate C championship that year. That was the first year in Durham that anybody had won anything in lacrosse since 1929, when the Oshawa team won the Man Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably a pretty big deal back then.
Oh, yeah. 50.
Well, they have fire trucks out and...
No, not really, but Saturday night was lacrosse night in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Fair night was our big night, because we had the arena And the fair was on the first June in, or first Saturday in June.
Yeah.
And it was packed. And we had a good crowds after that. Every Saturday night, because the farmers were finished their work. Where do you go on a Saturday night? Legion. No, you go back to Legion after. Same as we always did.
In the championship, you beat Oswego. Two-game total goal series. 14-6, and geez, you're playing in October.
Yeah.
October 16th and October 18th. You beat them by one goal in that game. So, 54, I know what you guys want, or 52 rather. 1953, like Lewis had said, you guys won some trophy every year. Do you remember 53 if you won any? Like, I know that.
I have to go through here. That's what I say, that these are pictures from then on. I've kept them. And, but whether there's dates. And I don't know if it was in here.
If I have some of the name of the players, geez, I don't even have. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, so Donnie Craig, I only got six games for you.
What year is that? 53?
53. And
Art Bradley, Eric Branton. This is 53.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Kibble, Bruce Mitchell, Jerry Ravery, Robbie Robinson, Gord Cook, Bud Christie, Lewis.
There's
Lewis.
Two guys I don't. That's True Olmstead played on that team.
Lewis.
Doug Viplan played just two games.
Alan Mackey. So that had to be 53 then. He must have got. No, he.
Bent. What was that Bent guy's name?
Jerry. He's still alive.
Jerry.
Al Mackey, Hugh Armisen, Don Jackson, Doug Viplan, Bruce Mackey, Don Peterson, Stan Wilson, and Ron Elliott.
Do you remember a guy from by last name of Morgan on that team?
Not on this team. This is a 1953 write-up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just 53.
Yep.
But he only played five games, so.
Oh, well.
And some guy named Lee, I got him down seven games.
Huh.
Davies, what about a guy? Oh, he only played one game. McCool played one game. A guy named Frenchy Deschamps?
Yep.
He
played, I don't know how long, but he went to Hamilton and started up a catering service.
See, 53, I don't have too much. I know in the Intermediate B semifinals, looked like you beat Bradford out.
Yeah.
Do you know if you went, that semifinals, you know if you went any further than that?
I have no idea.
It's so hard because of paper.
Yeah, I know.
And then 54, I picked up 14 goals for you.
Doesn't say.
But you don't know.
Doesn't say if we won anything here. I doubt it.
Okay.
But I have one of these books.
Oh, they might have a list of what you did.
54. Because I was going through them to see who I knew. And Grant and Bike Mitchell, Mackey, A. Light. McCool.
Yeah, do you know his first name?
No, it says K. So I don't know.
That was back in 53?
54.
Oh, 54.
Yep.
I don't
Jay Heron.
I don't even have those guys down there.
Oh, my brother played in 54.
See, it wasn't. I didn't have any stats, hardly.
There's stats there, but I don't know how accurate those are.
Well, that's just the one game, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there was something
67.
Back at these that would say what years you just won, you know, whether it was a intermediate B or C. '55, I've got league standings, top scorers. '55, I got you down with 18 goals and 3 assists in the top 10, but that was as of July the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were on Whitby in
'55. In '55, '56, and '57.
Now, '55, do we have... Jeez, I got a lot of summaries. Playoff round robin. Whitby. Playoff semifinals. Huntsville. Must have beat you out. Yeah, it looks like Huntsville beat you out in the intermediate B.
53. Oh, it doesn't say. First of a series. August the 14th, 53, we beat out Bradford. I wonder if it says where we're going after that.
Yeah, I got beating out Bradford 9-4 was the score of the last game I got on August 29th. Look at all these nice summaries in them.
Whitby,
what if I got this summary? What year is that one you're looking at there?
It had to be in 53, shorthanded. Oh, Merchants, that'd be Whitby.
Okay. And who are
this
you?
This is Whitby, this is Brooklyn.
Okay, see that summary there? Back there. This one here.
This is Whitby.
That's Whitby. And it's regular season?
Yeah.
53 or 54?
53. Oh, it doesn't say for this one.
It must be 54.
It had to be when we played for Whitby.
Well, no, you played for Whitby in 55.
Okay, that's 55 then.
If it's 55... What's the score say at the top? 9-4 against who?
Bradford.
Was that regular season?
Probably.
I just wonder if I got that one. Doesn't have the date though, does it?
No. Times never ever did that. Put it at the top of their paper and never on.
I think I'm missing that one.
Okay, 1950, Story Park Tigers. I couldn't remember what we were called.
Were you so playing 1950? That year too?
Yep.
So you played 2 years, 50 and 51?
Played 40. Late. Played 49 too.
49, 50 and 51.
Could be, I always thought I was with, I always started in 51.
Well, you got some summaries there that I want.
For the Merchants?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to get is some... I might be missing some of them.
Yeah, because there's always summaries at the bottom. Start here. See, all these empty pages. I had all the write-ups. And I went through it one day and I wanted to put the Over the Hill Gang pictures in and took them all out and got rid of them.
You played in that league, didn't you? Sure. After a bit.
I started that league.
Well, when I was winning works with Bob Gibbs, there was a guy, Candy Hart, and him and I had, we were organizing to get that league started. And the Sepulsas were playing.
Yeah.
And that goalie, I thought he was an old goalie, he's about my age, Roebuck, or what?
Rosebush.
And I played in it. I was just a little wee guy.
Maybe you guys, because we started in Whitby, the old arena.
Yeah, we did in Brooklyn, probably before.
Okay, so.
Because you were still playing.
Well, they didn't name it Over the Hill Gang until they went up to Brooklyn.
Well, yeah,
and
Brooklyn.
We had 2 or 3 years in this old arena down here by the liquor store.
I would have been about 20. Maybe you guys started it in Whitby, and then
transferred.
It started again in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Because I was in Winter Works, I'd be about 22, so it'd be 1970, around that time.
Oh, yeah.
That we started it?
We were up there before that.
Okay, so you started it probably in the 60s in Whitby, and we came along, and maybe we wasn't in the league then, and started, but the Pulses played.
Oh, yeah, I played against them.
Because they're the same age as me.
Yeah. That's what I say. I got all these pictures. When I started taking pictures of the teams, you probably know most of the guys. Where are we? Because there's Ray Reed.
Even that's 40. Jim DeMille, I remember him.
Yep, Jimmy DeMille.
Jimmy Bush. Her sister went to school with him. And I dug up all this information that one time he had his mom's car and he had a bottle of whiskey in the front seat and he couldn't get out and he couldn't let his parents know they had it. So he smashed the window on the car and got the whiskey out. And another time he was driving a forklift and he put it through a wall. And I had all this information, you know, on the bottom of his player profile. You know how you have a guy who was 10th in scoring. Well, I had all this information about his high school sweetheart, Katie, what's her name? And I got it all from this friend of mine, Deb. And
well, there's a lot of guys who've gone through that thing. But these were just the later pictures. Half of them, I can't even remember their names, but I found
Mark Watson.
Oh yeah, Mark Watson and
Mike Watson.
Mike, yeah. At least my brothers played in it for a while.